distinct but not distant, which alone obtains as the swarupam of the experiencer. The truth of Vishwa Taijasa Pragya, the truth of Hiranyagarbheshwara Viradeshwara and Antaryamishwara, the truth is one and the same. That reality alone is pure awareness or pure consciousness, which is not identified with anything. Alone is implied by the Tamatma. That alone is said to be here. It is going to be discussed later on in the seventh mantra. That is, we are going to see Atma Swarupam is unfolded from the seventh mantra only. So, before we enter there, the sixth mantra, Antaryamishwaraha. Who is Antaryamish? Specially one mantra is spent here. Antaryamishwaraha. So, Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam. Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam is Ishwaraha. I have to explain this to go further. Even to jump to the 8th, 7th Karika, I had to just remind you once of Antaryamishwara. Beautiful word, mantra. Let us begin with Navana Ishwara. Yesha Sarveshwara, Yesha Sarvajnaha, Yesha Antaryam, Yesha Yoni Sarvasya, Prabhavapyayau Hi Bhutanam. Who is Ishwaraha? Of course, Ishwara is Atma. Ishwara is Atma. Atma is not Ishwara, but Ishwara is Atma. Ishwara means the Lord. Why the status of being the Lord is attributed to the Atma, the reality, Brahman or Atma? Reality is not Ishwara. Reality is not the Lord or the ruler. But this Lord is his qualification, status attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the whole cosmos, standpoint of the universe. Because it is his Atma which lends existence to the entity of the Atma, entity of the universe, of all the beings, not by doing something, by its mere existence. Therefore, this Atma is looked upon as the cause of the universe. Even though Atma is not the cause, universe is not the effect, the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman is not the cause. Universe is not the effect. But from the standpoint of the universe and all the beings of the universe, it is this Atma alone lends existence. Lends existence to the universe. Therefore, from the standpoint of the universe, Atma is looked upon as cause, as good as the cause, universe as good as the effect. Therefore, this Atma alone is given the status of being the Ishwara, looked upon as Ishwara. Which means, to create anything, one needs knowledge. Because creation, bringing something into existence, means one must have the knowledge how to create. Make. I must have the material also. The maker of something must be there with all the material required to make something. Simple. Maker and the material are inevitable with reference to any product. So here also, the Ishwara is presented as the creator of the universe, which means this Ishwara, creator of the universe, is endowed with the material record for creating this universe also. So here, therefore, knowledge is required, skill is required, and Ishwara is endowed with all knowledge and also all skill required for bringing this universe into manifestation. Therefore, Ishwara is said to be the source of all knowledge. The Atma who is given the status of being the Lord, Atma who is given the status of being the Lord, is endowed with all knowledge. It said Sarveshwaraha, the Lord of everything, Sarvajnaha, omniscient. So omniscient implies omnipotency. Omnipotent. Sarveshwaraha means Lord is omnipotent, Lord is all omniscient, Sarvajnaha. And this Lord alone, Eshaha, Antaryami. Antaryami Ishwaraha. And Yeshaha Sarvasya Yonihi. Ishra is the Yoni means cause. Ishra is the cause of the entirety of the universe. Even today we're not able to exactly enter into the, where we had to enter into. Still we had to do this. I wish to be very clear. Ishra is the Yonihi, Sarvasya Yonihi, the cause of everything. Cause of everything means cause of the entity of the cosmos. Prabhavapyayohi bhutanam. And Ishra is a source of origination and the resolution of all the beings. Bhutanam prabhavaha Ishwaraha. For the remembering, Ishwaraha, the Lord, is bhutanam prabhavaha. The source of origination of all the beings. Bhutanam apyayaha. Ishra is the source of resolution of all the beings. Which means all the beings come into existence from Ishra, exist in Ishra, resolve in Ishra. It means beings cannot go anywhere nor come from anywhere else. The source of origination, the source of resolution of all the beings is Ishwara. Bhutanam bhavapyayo. Bhutanam prabhavapyayo. Bhutanam prabhavaha. Bhutanam apyayaha Ishwara. This Lord, the only source of origination and resolution of all the beings, is the cause of everything. Sarvasya Yonihi. And this Ishwara alone is omnipotent and omniscient. You need both. Sarva Shaktiman, Sarva Sarvajnaha. And Yeshaha Antaryami. It should be Antaryami, the one in whom everything exists. Antaha Yamayati Sarumiti Antaryami. Okay, this is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay, let me make it clear now. See, who is Ishwara? Ishwara, when you say Ishwaraha, is the qualification, title attributed to this abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma or Atma. Why this status is attributed? Because this reality is of the nature of knowing. Swarupam, jnana swarupam vastu. And this knowing nature alone is looked upon as the power of reality. Reality is endowed with the power of knowing. Make it very clear. Let us understand a fire. See, fire is endowed with the nature of burning, isn't it? Fire is endowed with the nature of burning. Fire is of the nature of being hot. Fire is of the nature of being brilliant. Brilliance and heat are inseparable. Nature of the fire, swarupam of the fire. So burning is the swarupam of the fire. So burning is not an action, but the nature of the fire. Is it clear? Fire does not, when you say fire burns, again that verb burns does not denote an action, it denotes the nature. Understand, mostly verbs denote only actions. But certain, when we use verbs with certain reference to certain objects, things, The verbs do not denote the action, they denote the swarupam. For example, sun, okay, sun illumines. Is the illumines is a verb, it denotes the nature, not the action. Illumining is not an action, it is the nature. Similarly, fire is of the nature of burning. That burning is not an action. Fire burns, when you say the verb burns does not denote an action, it is the nature. Similarly, reality is of the nature of knowing. This abstract reality, formless reality, nameless reality also. Nameless, formless, abstract, subtlest reality is of the nature of knowing. Now, this knowing alone, we say what? Now, power. Knowing is the power. Now, I can say fire, which is of the nature of burning, is endowed with the power of burning, capacity to burn. The swarupameva shaktihi. The nature itself is looked upon as its power. The reality is endowed with the power of knowing. Now, just as fire is endowed with the power of burning, reality is endowed with the power of knowing. See, today we are understanding the concept of Ishvara clearly here. Power is endowed with the reality is endowed with the power of knowing, just as fire is endowed with the power of burning. Dahana Shaktiman Agnihi. Dahana Shaktiman Agnihi means fire is endowed with the power of burning. Similarly, Jnana Shaktiman Atma. Jnana Shaktimat Brahma. Atma is endowed with the power of knowing. The reality, Brahman, is endowed with the power of knowing. Understand? This knowing power of reality, the Swarupam alone is looked upon as power, you must remember. And this knowing power is of the nature of remaining unmanifested. This power is also of the nature of becoming manifested. It's also the power is of the nature of remaining unmanifested, also of the nature of becoming manifested. Does this same power, when it remains unmanifested, are manifested also, this power is ever inseparable from its source. Inseparable. Can you separate the burning power from the fire? No. The burning power is inseparable from its source, the fire. Illumining power is inseparable from its source, the sun. So also, knowing power is inseparable from its source, the reality, Atma or Brahma. Understand? Therefore, this reality, which is endowed with the power of knowing, is looked upon as the powerful. When the reality is looked upon as the powerful reality, then it's looked upon as Ishvara. Who can be the Lord? Powerless cannot be the Lord. Powerful alone can be the Lord. From the standpoint of the power of reality, when the reality is looked upon as the source of the power, as the powerful one, is looked upon as Ishvaraha. Shaktimat Brahma, Shaktiman Ishvaraha is, say what? Jnanamat Brahma, Jnanavat Brahma, Jnanavan Atma, Jnana Shakti. Timat Brahma, Jnana Shaktivan Atma, looked upon as what? Ishvaraha. Yeah, Jnanavan, one is endowed with knowledge. Jnana Shakti is it. Atma endowed with the power of knowing. Jnana Shaktiman Atma. Jnana Shakti. Jnana Shakti. Jnana Shaktiman. Jnana Shaktimat Brahma. I use both terms, so easy. So, is Ishvara. Now, this power. That's why we say Sarveshwaraha, Sarveshwaraha, Sarvajnaha. The only source of all knowledge. The only source of all knowledge is reality. Sarvajnaha. Because the power of knowing itself is in reality. Therefore, Ishwaraha. Okay. Now, so it is inseparable. Power is inseparable. Power is inseparable from the reality. Even the power is inseparable, please understand this, very important. The power of the knowing power cannot exist independently outside of its source. Knowing power cannot exist independently outside of its source. The burning power cannot be by itself without its source, fire. Understand? Therefore, the source of the power, which is independent of its power for its existence, the source is not dependent on its power for its existence, but the power is dependent on its source for its existence. Is it clear? Because of inseparability, it is difficult for you to understand. The power is dependent on its source for its existence, whereas the source is not dependent on the power for its existence. Therefore, the source of the power is satyam, the power is mithya. The source of the power is satyam, absolutely real. The power is mithya. And what is that? Let me tell you. This power of the reality, this power of the reality remains unmanifested. The power of the reality is of the nature of remaining unmanifested. The same power of reality is also of the nature of becoming manifested, which means it is of the nature of undergoing a change. Reality and its power are inseparable. So reality is beginningless. So this power also is beginningless. Anadihi. Shaktihi anadihi. The source of the power is also anadi, beginningless. Okay, the fire and its burning power together inseparable. Similarly, reality and its knowing power are inseparable and the beginningless. But the power is of the nature of undergoing change. The source is of the nature of changelessness. The source of the reality, power, always remains unchanging, changelessly. The power is of the nature of undergoing change. Undergoing change means what? What is the change? It is of the nature of remaining unmanifested for some time. It is also of the nature of becoming manifested. Is it clear? When the power of the reality remains unmanifested, the name is given. Okay, two different names are given. The power of reality remains unmanifested. Knowing power is unmanifested, means it is implied by the term avidya, ignorance, or ajnanam. And the same power becomes manifested, it is known as jnanam, knowledge. So knowledge and ignorance, important topic. We are going to see this as a specific discussion in the Bhashyam. knowledge and ignorance are two different words used to mean the only power of reality in two different conditions. When the power of the knowing power remains unmanifested, it is called ignorance. The knowing power becomes manifested, it is called knowledge. Therefore, the only source of knowledge and ignorance is Ishwaraha. The manifested power known as knowledge also is inseparable from its source. The knowing power unmanifested known as ignorance is also inseparable, non-separate from its source. The power is manifested or unmanifested. Is it clear now? This much is clear. When this total power of knowledge remains unmanifested, it is inseparable. There is just reality alone is there, with this total power of knowing unmanifested and undifferentiated in it. So where does the power remain? It remains inseparably with Ishvara. That is why it's called Antaryamishwaraha. The whole power of knowing remains inseparably with Ishvara. And the same ignorance alone is also meant by the term Maya. The total ignorance is meant by the term Maya. That is why, who is Ishvara now? Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam. The pure consciousness endowed with the unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing is given the title of Ishwaraha. Is it clear? Now, so from this, the Maya becomes manifested, means what comes first is what? Subtle manifestation. What is a subtle universe? Subtle universe also nothing but manifestation of power. The power of reality manifested alone becomes what? Manifested becomes differentiated in the form of subtle universe. So Sukshma Prapancha is also manifestation of the power of knowing. Differentiation, differentiated, manifested power of knowing alone is in the form of the subtle universe. Then through subtle manifestation, again the gross universe also becomes manifested. So gross universe also is nothing but the manifested, differentiated, manifested power of knowing alone is in the form of gross universe. So the gross universe, the whole of gross universe is what? The knowledge. Because it is manifested, differentiated power of reality. Subtle universe also is what? Manifested, differentiated power of reality. Understand? So this whole subtle manifestation, subtle universe, being the manifested, differentiated power of reality, is non-separate from its source. Then the name given is what? The reality obtained from a subtle universe is looked upon as Hiranyagarbheshwara. The same reality with its power manifested as gross universe is looked upon as Virateshwaraha. So Virat is a title given to Ishvara as the one in the form of gross universe. Hiranyagarbha is another name attributed to the same Ishvara who is in the form of the subtle universe. Now, the gross universe also is not there, utter universe is also not there, means the power of reality remains unmanifested and undifferentiated. Then the power is called Maya. Then the Ishra, the reality with Maya, Shakti is what? Antaryameshwaraha. Now, this Maya is looked upon as the material cause of the universe. The source of the power is looked upon as the intelligent cause of the universe. Reality and its inseparable power. They're not even two, okay? They're one only. It's just how, for sake of understanding, you're saying fire and its burning power. If you pick up, you're using and, the burning power, does it remain alone separately? Are they two? Fire and its burning power, are they two? One. Understand? Only one. But still, we look at it as two. Not two. Fire, the source of the burning power. Fire and the burning power are one and the same. One vastu, only reality. Is it similarly? This abstract reality with this knowing power is Ishvara. So, when power is unmanifested, undifferentiated, is Ishvara means. So, this Maya is looked upon as the material cause, unmanifested, undifferentiated power of reality, known as Maya, is looked upon as the material cause of the universe. The source of the power is looked upon as intelligent cause. So that's why these two causes are inseparable. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam Ishvaraha. One inseparable, intelligent or efficient, and the material cause of the universe is Ishvaraha, which means whether the power manifested as the subtle universe or gross universe, whether the power remains as unmanifest as Maya, still power is inseparable from its source. Therefore, what is this waking universe? Power of reality manifested and differentiated alone is this inexplicably vast, gross universe experienced in the waking state. So also, subtle universe also is nothing but manifestation of the undifferentiated, the differentiated and manifested power of reality only. Therefore, gross universe also is non-separate from Ishvara. The source, subtle universe is non-separate. Therefore, we can say reality alone, reality looked upon as Ishvara alone, is in the form of the gross universe, is known as the subtle universe. There, where is Ishvara? Ishvara, the whole cosmos experiencing, is nothing but Ishvara. As I said, reality is not the power, but the power is reality. Similarly here, reality is not the universe, but the whole universe is Ishvara. Reality. So, Antaryamishwaraha is Brahma, Atma. Viradishwaraha is Brahma. Now, Antaryamishwaraha, Viradishwaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, all are nothing but three different functional names attributed to only Ishvara. Again, Ishvara, another than Brahma or Atma. Is it clear? This much, so we have already discussed other topics, but we have to say all this here again. That's why it's said to be Prabhavaha Bhutanam. Prabhavaha Bhutanam Apyaha Ishwaraha. The only source of origination and resolution of all the beings is Ishwaraha. If we remember this, then easy, we can go ahead. So, I think last time also I gave this example just to remind you again how the power and its source are inseparable. To understand, I gave this example last year also. Last time also, if you remind you again, just to continue with this. This is the, even though it's not the appropriate, accurate example, but for want of examples, you have to, something, without stretching the example, try to understand this. A reservoir full of water, if it remains without any even slightest of ripple or wave or drop, just is there, means you can see the whole pond being filled with stillness. The whole pond is filled with the water, and the water remains still. Water is still, means we see the stillness of water. In a pond, we always see the stillness of water. When I use these two terms, there is stillness of water. Is there stillness or not? Imagine you are seeing a pond, big pond, full of water, and there's a stillness of water. You are experiencing stillness and you are seeing the water. There is stillness is of water. Stillness is of the water. The water doesn't move. No ripple, no wave. The stillness is such that when you go and see your face, it reflects beautifully the whole of your face. The still water can reflect clearly. It is so transparent, clear your face, which means the stillness. Now tell me, what is the distance between stillness and the water? No distance. And does the stillness exist? Yes. Where does it exist? In the water, which means water is the source of stillness. Is it clear? Water is the source of, locus of existence of the inexplicable stillness. What is the stillness? Is it real? It is not real. Why? It has no independent existence. Again, it's impermanent. It's subject to change. It's subject to change. Therefore, it is not real. Is it unreal? No. With your experience, we are seeing it. It is there. Though it is not unreal also. The stillness with reference to stillness of water, the stillness cannot be real also, because there is no independent existence. Again, it is subject to change. Therefore, it is not real. It is not unreal also, because we are experiencing it. We are seeing it. That's why it is inexplicable, anirvachaniyam. It's indefinable. It cannot be, it's not real, nor is it unreal. Therefore, with reference to stillness of water, we have to say stillness is mithya. Stillness is dependent on water for its existence. Stillness of water is dependent on water for its existence. Stillness is mithya. It can still there's something the meaning there's no meaning of the word stillness minus water. This is stillness of water. Therefore, whereas water can be without being still. Therefore, water is satyam, stillness is mithya. Water alone lends existence to the stillness by its mere presence. So stillness is inseparable. And this stillness is of the nature of undergoing changes. it undergoes some reasons, okay, undergoes change. It becomes what? Ripples or waves. So when the stillness undergoes a change, ripples and waves come. And then slowly when the ripples and still waves resolve, again stillness comes. Stillness and ripples cannot, waves cannot coexist, okay? Ripples and stillness undergo change, resolve, stillness comes. Stillness undergoes a change, waves and ripples come. So, from the standpoint of the waves, which are forms, we can say stillness is the cause. Because when there's stillness, waves are not there. Stillness goes, waves come. Therefore, stillness is the cause, waves are the effects. Cause of the waves is nothing but stillness. Waves are effects. Wave forms are effects. Stillness form is the cause. And when the stillness is there, also is inseparable from the water. Waves are also inseparable from the water. So, whether the stillness or waves, the power of water being still and becoming waves, this is inseparable from its source, the water. Water alone is in the form of stillness. Water alone is in the form of waves. But water is neither the stillness nor the waves. Is water the waves? No, water is not the waves. Water is not the stillness also. But stillness is water. Waves are also water. Got it? This is a very old example. But still it's better to remember. What waves are water, stillness is water. But water is neither the cause, the stillness, nor the effects, waves. So what now? Now what is vilakshanam? Jalam is vilakshanam, distinct. Water is distinct from the cause in terms of stillness. Water is distinct from the effect in terms of waves. Distinct. And water continues to be H2O. The swarupam of water doesn't undergo change. Whether when the water remains in the form of stillness, its nature is H2O. The water continues to be there in the form of waves also. Swarupam is what? Same H2O. So water is of the unchanging nature, isn't it? But what undergoes change is this, the power of being still, this power of stillness, and the power of becoming waves. Is it clear? Similarly, this is the example to understand. Similarly here, this abstract formless reality looked upon as Ishvara is endowed with this power of knowing. This power of knowing, when remains unmanifested and undifferentiated also, it is non-separate from reality, a source, becomes manifested in the whole world of subtle, world of beings, subtle objects, and subtle, the gross world of beings and things, all what? Like waves, manifestations of the only power. Therefore, just as stillness and waves are inseparable from its source, water, unmanifested power also is inseparable, and the manifested power in the form of world also is inseparable, non-separate from its source. Now, we say this though inseparable here. So reality is not the Maya, reality is not the Jagat, reality is what? Being the source of the power, this Maya, which is the cause of the Jagat. Jagat is effect of the Maya. Okay, so we say Ishvara is distinct from, the reality is distinct from the cause and its effect. Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. Vilakshanam is distinct. So reality is neither the cause nor the effect, but the cause and effect do not exist outside of the cause. So the cause is, the reality is distinct from the cause and the effect, but reality is not distant from the cause and the effect. Not distant, but distinct. This Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma Ishwaraha, who alone is in the form of Karanam, who alone is in the form of the Karyam also. Therefore, unmanifest undefined power also is Ishwara. Manifested power in the form of Jagat is also Ishwara. Subtle universe also is manifestation of the power, which is knowledge. Gross manifestation also manifestation of the power, which is knowledge. Unmanifest undefined power is what? Ignorance. So ignorance, therefore, is not absence of knowledge. Therefore, ignorance is not absence of knowledge. There's never a time reality is not there. The source of all knowledge is reality, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, impermanent pure knowledge is always there. All knowledge is always there, either in unmanifested form or in manifested form. That's why knowledge is not created. This we already saw in the class. We'll be seeing again. I'm not going to repeat. Gaurupacharya will bring you, just to make us understand, just to clarify for the clarity to come. It's already there. So this is how Ishvara is. Antaryamishvara sarvabhutanam prabhavaha apyayaha. So again, when the whole world of living and non-living things become unmanifested, undifferentiated also, where does it go? Remains unmanifested as Maya. Therefore, what is the corollary we have to derive from here? The gross universe, the gross universe is also manifestation of power of Ishvara. Subtle universe also is manifestation of power of Ishvara. When the power becomes manifested, it's also differentiated as elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, actions, experiences, differentiated. It becomes unmanifested, everything becomes undifferentiated. In sleep, you do not know anything. Is anything differentiated in sleep? Elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, you can't differentiate. Everything remains unmanifested as total ignorance. Okay. So here, bhutanam apyaha prabhavaha, you say, from Maya, the Jagat comes into existence, all the beings come into existence, become differentiated. Again, they become resolved, they become Maya. Manifested universe becomes unmanifested, means is Maya. Maya manifested is universe, gross universe, subtle universe. Gross and subtle universes unmanifested is Maya. So where do the beings come from? Where do they resolve? Everything resolves living, non-living, everything, beings, everything remains unmanifested, undifferentiated Maya only. What is source of origination and resolution of all the beings and everything? Ishwaraha. Who is Ishwaraha? The powerful reality, almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, is nothing but this reality, formless reality. Okay. So this is the Ishvara. So therefore, Ishvara is in the mouth of the whole Jagat. Even this Ishvara, Swarupam alone, is there Swarupam of every being. To understand that I am non-separate from Ishvara, understand Ishvara alone is there as I should see the truth of I. Swarupam of I. Therefore, the next mantra discusses the Atma Swarupam. That is Turiya Padaha. Before we go, we have to see the one or two, the Karikas. So in the Karikas, Acharya, Gaudapada Acharya, actually discusses the universe. Okay. Now what is understood now? Maya is not created. Let me tell you. Maya is not created. Maya is the beginningless power of the timeless eternal reality. Therefore, universe is already there. Gross manifestation, subtle manifestation, everything remains already as Maya in potential condition. The universe does not come into existence newly. The universe already remains the world of this countless number of forms, names and functions, all beings, everything here in the world is always there, already there, in undifferentiated, unmanifested potential condition as the power of knowledge. He was already there. So what remains is Maya, what the whole universe of these multifarious beings, which remains as Maya alone, becomes manifested. There's only manifestation of the universe, which is nothing but knowledge. The power of reality becoming manifest alone is the universe, means universe is not creation. Is it clear? So for us, Ishvara does not create the world. Ishvara is in the form of the world. Where is the Lord? Lord is not the creator of the world. The Lord, the creator, is inseparably in the form of the creation. The creator and the created, the so-called creation, are inseparable, non-separate. Understanding this fact of the creation being non-separate from the creator alone is what? Understanding of the Advaitam. Non-duality of the reality. So it is the first understanding. There is no creation. Is it clear now? There's no creation. Waves are not newly created. Waves which are already there in the form of stillness alone become manifested and differentiated as waves. Don't go for scientifically and all, okay? Stretch the example. Don't stretch it. Oh, in science, don't detail. Just example, but science example. because whatever water is required for the waves to be there, already there. And newly created, it only becomes manifested. When it becomes manifested, it is available for recognition, available for interaction, available for use. It becomes unmanifested. Again, it doesn't become destroyed. There's no creation of the universe, there's no destruction of the universe. Nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. What is unmanifest alone becomes manifested and differentiated. What becomes manifest alone, differentiated alone, again becomes unmanifested. This is something constantly, beginninglessly happening, continuously. And for this to happen, there must be some substratum, some adhishtanam. So Brahma, this abstract, formless reality, which after nature of knowing alone, is the substratum, adhishtanam. Just as water is the adhishtanam, locus, existence of the stillness and the waves. So here Atma or Brahma, the reality is the adhishtanam. Brahma is sarva adhishtanam. Adhishtanam for the maya as well as the jagat. Unmanifested power and the manifested power. Ignorance and the knowledge. Therefore, ignorance is not the absence of knowledge. Ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. Why? When ignorance is, knowledge is not there. Knowledge comes against that, opposed to each other. But the same. There's two different names attributed to the only power in two different conditions. Manifested power is knowledge, unmanifested power is ignorance. Opposed to each other, not absence. And because the source of the power is all knowledge, isn't it? Source of the power of knowing is source of all knowledge, which is adhishtanam, Brahma. Adhishtanam is Atma. Therefore, Atma being Satyam, this Maya and Jagat, manifested power in the form of gross universe is Mithya, manifested power in the form of subtle universe also is Mithya, unmanifested power Maya is also Mithya, the Satyam, the source of the power alone is Satyam. So Maya, the unmanifested power, is dependent on Satyam. Manifested power also is dependent on Satyam. They're not even countable as second one. Because that Maya, the unmanifested power, is not countable as a second parallel reality. So manifested power, the Maya manifested as Jagat, universe. The universe also is not countable as second reality because it has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, what? Jagat is this man, waking universe is Brahma, hurt universe is Brahma, Maya is Brahma. Therefore, Antaryamishwaraha, this Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Virat, all these are temporary qualifications. Attribute to the only Brahma when looked upon as one in the form of gross universe, subtle universe, etc. Therefore, Ishwara does not create the universe. Ishwara, using his own power of knowing, is in the form of the universe. That is why all that is here is knowledge or manifestation of knowledge. All that is here is Ishwara. So manifested knowledge is Ishwara. Pure knowledge is Brahma. Got it, Ishwara. Now, therefore we say what this jagat is what? What is this universe now? Mithya. What is source? Satyam is Brahma. Mithya jagat is nothing but manifestation of Satyam Brahma. Manifestation, power of Satyam Brahma. Now, in this context, Gaudapada Acharya wants to really refute other schools of thought. Now, all is clear now. It's called what now? We say, Mithyatva Jagat Mithyatva Vadaha. In Advaitam, we accept this. Jagat Mithyatva Vada means Jagat is mithya, which means there's no creation. There's no creation. Therefore, in the creator is also only temporary qualification attributed to the reality as the Lord. There's no creator. Creator is a status attributed to reality from the standpoint of the universe. That's all. There's no creator, there's no creation. What is here is only manifestation. When there's no creation at all, if you understand, then how can we ask many questions? Who created this universe? There is no creation is the answer. There's no creation means the very question who created should resolve. Then people assume God created this universe. Okay, at least we accept that. Kartik did not know. They had to say somebody has created this. And instead of asking who is that God, where is that God, they ask why did God create this universe. At least if they ask the question who is that God who created, then it helps understand God, the concept of God. Again, the question will resolve. Instead of asking who the God is, who created the universe, how they ask why did God create the universe? What is the purpose of creating this universe? When did God create this universe? All these questions rise. Then there are many people who want to find answer for these questions. They found answers also for these questions. And those answers for these questions alone are said to be what now? No? It's a Srishti Vadaha, theory of creation. And there are so many theories of creation. Gaudapacharya wants to really refute them. He leaves time being Brahma Atma and all the karikas until the ninth karika. Before going to the seventh mantra, he refutes these different theories of creation. There are some people, the universe has come into existence from nothing. I'm not going into all the details. I've already discussed all these things. Come into existence from nothing. It's called Asat Karyavadaha. There wasn't any cause. The universe has come into existence from the non-existent cause. Already it is, how can something exist, come into existence from non-existent? What is existent cannot come into existence from non-existent thing. Anyway, Asatkaryavadaha. Then Satkaryavadaha. There are people know there is something cause from which universe has come into existence. Which means Satkaryavadaha, they seem to be very right, but they also accept the creation. The creation has come in, there is a cause from which the universe has, universe has been created. Satkaryavadaha. That's also not because they all hold on to different views of creation. So anyway, all these views are refuted by Gaudapadacharya in his karikas. Why? Because very beautifully it is made. This sixth mantra, wherein Ishvara is discussed, we have to understand. Bhutanam prabhavapyayau. That one sentence. One sentence is the statement of fact which states that all that is here is Ishvara. The only source of origination, resolution of all the beings, the living and non-living, means the entity of the universe. Therefore, Ishvara is very much here in the form of everything that is here as the universe. The whole cosmos is Brahma, the truth. The whole cosmos is Ishvara. There's nothing which is not Ishvara. Ishvara is not anything here, but there's nothing which is not Ishvara here. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. And that Brahma Ahamasmi, the Ahamidam Sarvam. I am the whole. the ultimate vision. It means there's no second thing other than Ishvara here. Everything is Ishvara. That is why yesterday we saw Om. Everything is Om. Means what? Everything is Ishvara. Every wave is water. So everything here is Ishvara, manifestation of knowledge only. Everything, therefore, everything deserves reverence. Everything is divine here. Everything is Ishvara here. Good, bad, dharma, adharma, evil, suffering, pain, pleasure, everything is Ishvara. And that thing which is not Ishvara here. Because there's no creation at all. When they say there's no creation at all, this only manifestation means all your questions will resolve. What is God? Though all that is here is only God. Then you can these questions will resolve in understanding this fact of Ishvara being the whole. So here Vedanta Shastram does not answer these questions. Vedanta Shastram helps us understand the concept of God, thereby helps us resolve these questions in understanding the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. What did he create? When did he create? Then there's so many vadas, okay? Some people say, you know, Bhagavan was very, felt very boring. He was bored and he wanted to have some entertainment. So he created this. So bhogartavadaha, kridartavadaha, he wanted to really play entertainment. And he wants to enjoy this world. Bhagavan wants something to enjoy, you know. It's like exactly when you feel very tired and bored, you want to enjoy something. Go and make some chips and eat. Like this, Bhagavan also wanted to create this universe for his enjoyment. And some people, there's some schools of, some people, they say, Bhagavan wants to have entertainment. So he wants, it's like a Bhagavan sport. For his own sport, Leela. So he created this universe. So many school views are there. Which means Bhagavan also is a person of, Bhagavan also is looked upon as somebody who is suffering with the problem of inadequacy, dissatisfaction, lacking. And he you know, if Bhagavan is of nature fullness of happiness. Bhagavan cannot have any desire to do anything. Isn't it? So it's a lot of logical issues will be there if you really look at it. Anyway, so all these they refuted. Yeah. So, and what is the here we with the view we have is mityatvavadaha. Jagan mityatva means all this here is only Ishvara. It means there's no creation, there's only manifestation. But other than Atma Brahma, everything else is mithya. Mithya Jagat is non-separate from Ishvara. When you say Jagat is Mithya, all is Ishvara. When you say Maya is Brahma, Jagat is also Brahma. Karanam is Brahma, Karyam is also Brahma. Karanam Brahma, Karyam Brahma. That is why I say Karanam Brahma. Antaryam Ishvara, Karanam Brahma. Whereas Viradeshwara, Karyam Brahma. Hiranyagarbheshwara, Karyam Brahma. Karyam Brahma is Ishvara. Brahma. Karanam Brahma is also, but Brahma, Atma is Karana Karya Vilakshanam, distinct Brahma. Isn't it? Therefore, when he refutes all these schools, finally, the mantra, the verse which we have to see, this eighth Karika, I think. The eighth Karika we have to see. Not we have to wait to, but the big mantra, important mantra is seventh mantra, Samji, very important mantra. Of course, all mantras are important only, but here, now I am saying where we left. See, 1 year, Samji, 1 year. That's why too long a gap, so it takes time for us. See, if I go back to all the karikas again, we'll stop only there, we'll not go ahead. And I should be here for one more year to complete it, not. So, at least the vision of the fact is, if the fact is understood, it's enough. The false views, if you don't remember, also is okay. False views, no? The erroneous views of the different schools of thought, the philosophers, they're all negated by him. Satkarivada, Hatkarivada, etc. Which means Mithyatvavadaha, accepted by Advaitins. Jagan Mithya means Jagat becomes, but the whole universe is neither real nor unreal. It is falsified, it is negated as Mithya. Which means it is only appearance of the only Brahma. What is there is only Brahma or Ishvara in the form of Jagat. Brahman is not Ishvara. Ishvara is Brahma. When Gaudapada Acharya, in all his karikas, 9 karikas, he just discusses these different views of creation and he refutes all different theories. Actually, 8th karika, we saw, Ichchamatram. At last we have come to this karika. At last. The class has to be... Yeah, 8. 8 we have seen, but still I want to see again. Because somewhere I stopped here, you know. Because Swamiji Narayani sent me the note, that's why I'm remembering. I said, how did I stop here? I must have completed that at least. Maybe the time. Yeah. Page number 326. In the book which you are following, Panology's book, 326. 8th karika is there. So all these karikas following the 6th mantra discuss this different views of creation where he is refuting. So Ichchamatram prabho srishtihi iti srishtau vinischitaha kalat prasutim bhutanam manyante kala chintakaha. So prabho ichchamatram srishtihi, some people are of this view that it is Bhagavan's will. The creation is because of, is the will of Bhagavan. Iti srishto vinischitaha. People, first of all, they see there is creation. When you say there's no creation at all, there's only manifestation, means then all the questions will resolve. But there is creation. First of all, acceptance of the creation being there. Against the wrong view. Then this creation is real. The creation which is not there at all is looked upon as real. Second view. Then it is not, it is real means then they had their own, where has it come from? Whether the cause was there or cause was not there. Satkaryavadaha, asatkaryavadaha, all these views. So he just he simply negates them. Kalat prasutim. So people who are of the firm view that there is creation and this creation is real, and they are of these views that Ichcha matram, praboho ichcha matram srishtihi. Then kalat prasutim bhutanam prasutim manyante kala chintakaha. See, some people look at this time factor also as, even time is also mithya. Okay, in the vision of an Advaiti, time is also mithya. Time is not, time is relative, mithya. Nothing is absolute other than Brahma. Reality is alone is absolute. Everything is relative. Anything relative is mithya. So here, what about time factor? Time is also mithya. But here, kala chintakaha, people who think of time as important factor, and they say, the birth of the origination of all beings is from time factor. Again, another thing, another view. Then we have to go to the ninth view. Bhogartham srishtirityanye kridarthamiti chapare devasyaisha svabhavoyam aptakamasya kaspruha bhogartham srishtirityanye kridarthamiti chapare devasyaisha svabhavoyam aptakamasya kaspruha. Anye, other people are of this view, bogartham srishtihi. This creation is for what? The creation is for enjoyment. So Bhagavan created this universe for his own enjoyment. Creation is for the enjoyment of the Lord. Kridartham iti cha apare. So bogarthavadaha, kridarthavadaha, small views. Okay. Kridartham iti cha apare. And some other people are of the view that Bhagavan created this universe as a sport for his fun and fun entertainment. Devasesha svabhavoyam apta kamasya kaspruha. Whereas now the last sentence, Devasya eshaha svabhavaha, a very important word sentence. Devasya yeshaha svabhavaha. This is Bhagavan's svabhava. What is svabhava? What is swarupam? The changing nature is svabhava. Unchanging, changeless nature is swarupam. Stillness with reference to water is svabhava. Being still is its nature. Becoming waves is its nature. Svabhava. Whereas H2O is swarupam. Similarly, being conscious, being aware, knowing is the unchanging, everlasting nature of the reality. That's why reality is implied with the term pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Whereas Maya, the knowing power, okay, knowing power. Ever nature of knowing, that's different. But here this power, the power of reality is also undergoing change. How? What? Undergoing change means what? Being unmanifested, undifferentiated. Becoming manifest and differentiated is the swabhava. Maya is the swabhava of Ishvara. Jagat is swabhava means what? How Ishvara is? Remaining in the form of universe is Bhagavan's swabhava. The whole universe is Bhagavan. Why Bhagavan is the form of universe? That is the swabhava. Understand? That is how Bhagavan can be. That is how it can be. Why can't mountain remain flat? Mountain, this is how mountain can be. This is how ocean can be. It cannot be different from what it is. Bhagavan is in the form of the whole universe. The whole universe again remains unmanifested as what? Total ignorance called Maya. Understand? So Maya is Bhagavat Swabhava. And Maya manifest is what? Jagat is what? Bhagavan Swabhava. So Acharya says here, Yeshaha Devasya Subhavaha. See, Bhagavan, for us Ishvara, another than reality, who is of the nature of self-revealing. Devaha. Devaha means what? One who is of the nature of self-effulgence. Self-effulgent, Self revealing is Devaha. Okay, so Devasi Esha Subhavaha. Again, who is Ishvara? Ishvara being the whole, he is Aptakamaha. Ishvara is Aptakamaha. I'm still reading the same page, 3226. Aptakamaha. Aptakamaha means the one who has fulfilled all his desires. What it means is Ishvara is ever of the nature of desirelessness. Because Ishvara is, see, desire is a phenomenon which exists in Ishvara. Ishvara does not have desire. You can't say water has wave. Can you say that? No, wave is a form of the water, existing in water. Water does not have the wave. Understand what I'm saying? Similarly, the desire is a phenomenon which enjoys existence in awareness, Ishvara. Whereas Ishvara does not have desires. Ishvara is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness. Therefore, Ishvara does not have the problem of inadequacy. Ishvara does not lack anything. Therefore, being free from desires is what? Is as good as having fulfilled all the desires. So Ishvara, who is ever of the nature of fullness, free from all desires, is said to be Aptakamaha. A jnani is Aptakamaha. The one who is free from the hold of desires is the one who is as good as fulfilled all his desires. Aptakamaha. Ishvara is Aptakamaha. Ishvara is Aptakamaha, one who is free from the hold of desires, one who is of the nature of fullness. Why Ishvara is free from the hold of desires? Because Ishvara is of the nature of fullness. Ishvara is, has no problem of inadequacy. Inadequacy is, fullness is the sarupam, no inadequacy, therefore no desires. So Ishvara, who is of the nature of fullness, who is free from desires, such a desire, how can there be spruha, desire, craving? There cannot be any desire on the part of Ishvara. For Ishvara to have wanting to have some fun, bhogartham, kridartham, for the purpose of enjoyment, for the purpose of sport, you have created this universe. What are all these schools of thought? What do they say, these philosophers? They make Ishvara very, very, okay? Like any this miserable human being. Yeah, like us. So, he's asking the question, Yeshaha Devasya Swabhavaha. Understand now what Swabhava, beautiful word it is. Yeshaha Devasya Swabhavaha. The whole Ishvara being in the form of the whole universe is Ishvara's nature. Swabhava. Aptakamasya kaspruha. How can there be any desire on the part of Ishvara who is Aptakamaha? This is the Gaudapada Acharya's verse. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says here, Bogartham kridartham iti cha anye srishtim manyante. Other people think, anye manyante, other people think the creation is for the enjoyment and the creation is also for the entertainment, a sport. Anayoho pakshayoho dushanam. So, the criticism of or negation of these two views, anayoho pakshayoho dushanam, the criticism or the negation or the refutation of these two views is done with the following sentence. What is that? Devasya eshaha subhavaha. Ayam iti devasya swabhava paksham ashritya. சர்வேஷாம் வா பக்ஷானாம் ஆப்த காமஸ்ய காஸ்பிருகா இதி. ஓகே, நௌ சங்கராச்சாரிய சேஸ் சிம்ப்ளி பை ஸ்டேட்டிங் இஸ் ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ், பகவான் இஸ் ஆப்த காமஹ, ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் ஆப்த காமஹ, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் டிசைர்ஸ். ஃபார் சச் எ பகவான் தெர் கனாட் பி எனி டிசைர். தி இஸ் ஆன்சர் ஃபார் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் ஆல் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஸ்கூல்ஸ் ஆஃப் தாட், ஆல் தி வியூஸ் ஹூ சே கிரியேஷன் இஸ் ரியல், கிரியேஷன் ஈஸ் பகவான் கிரியேட்டட் திஸ், ஹவு கிரியேஷன் ஹீ கிரியேட்டட், ஆஃப் ஆல் ஆஃப் த ஒன்லி ஒன் ஆன்சர் இஸ் வாட் டஸ் பகவான் டஸ் நாட் நீட் டு கிரியேட் எனி திங். பட் பகவான் இஸ் நோ கிரியேஷன், பகவான் இஸ் ஆப்த காமக, தஸ் நாட் டிசைர் ஃபார் பகவான் ஆன் தி பார்ட் ஆஃப் பகவான். அகெயின் தேவஸ்ய ஏஷகா ஸ்வபாவஹா, இஸ் ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். ஏஷகா தேவஸ்ய ஸ்வபாவஹா, திஸ் இஸ் தி ஸ்வபாவா ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா. மாயா ஈஸ் ஸ்வபாவா ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா, ஹேவிங் த பவர் ஆஃப் நோயிங் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்டட் அன்டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட் ஈஸ் தி ஸ்வபாவா ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா. அண்ட் ஹேவிங் தி பவர் பிகமிங் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட், having it manifest and differentiated, is also swabhava of Ishvara. When the power becomes manifest and differentiated, is in the form of the jagat. So you only when the power becomes manifested, then Ishvara becomes recognizable, isn't it? Manifestation makes one appreciate what Ishvara is in the form of the jagat. That Ishvara, who is now the whole jagat, is essentially of the nature of pure consciousness, Brahma. And that Brahma you are. Therefore, you are non-separate from Ishvara from the standpoint of the essential nature. The entire ocean is water, H2O. Vive is also H2O. The standpoint of the form and name, the difference is there. Relative difference is there. From the standpoint of mithya, namarupa, there's difference. The standpoint of the essential nature, there's non-difference. You are that Brahma. What he wants to say is, he gives example. Nahi rajvadi nam avidya swabhava vyatirekena சர்பாதி ஆபாசத்வே காரணம் சக்கியம் வக்தும். வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல், திஸ் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். நோ, இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் த க்வெஸ்சன், வாட் இஸ் தட், வாட் த க்வெஸ்சன், நஹி ரஜ்வாதீனாம் அவித்யா ஸ்வபாவ வியதிரேகேன சர்பாதி ஆபாசத்வே காரணம் சக்கியம் வக்தும். கேன் யூ சே எனி அதர் ரீசன் ஃபார் the snake, the rope appearing to be a snake? Rope alone appears as a snake. Why does the snake appear, why does the rope appear as a snake? Why does this rope appear to be a snake? You avidya vyatirekena, other than the reason of ignorance of the rope. Sarpadi vandi, okay, karnam vaktum na shakyam, no reason can be given. It is impossible, at all possible, to give any reason other than ignorance of the rope. Ignorance of the rope being the rope. No other reason can be given why the rope appears to be a snake. Why the rope, the snake is superimposed upon the rope. How the snake is superimposition upon the rope, jagat is also superimposition upon Brahma. If you know the rope, snake disappears in the very rope. If we do not know the rope being the rope, snake alone is, then the fear is also there. Similarly, if we know, if we discover the truth of the universe, obtaining as your own truth, your own essential nature, in the wake of the vision of the truth, you can see Jagat being not there. Not there means what? Jagat being cognitively negated as mithya, falsified as mithya. Jagat will not disappear. See, when you discover rope as the rope, snake will really disappear. When you discover the truth of yourself, that the truth of the universe, you will not discover, you will, the Jagat will not be, will not disappear like a snake. Still you can, Jagat, the universe can be falsified as mithya. You see only Brahma. You see the ocean, the standpoint of water, you will see there's only water, there's no ocean other than the water. Similarly, so, na karanam vaktum shakyam, it is not possible to give any reason, sarpadi abhasatve, when there is, when there appears snake, etc. Okay, other than the ignorance of the rope being the rope. Okay, therefore, Gaudapada Acharya negates using this Ishwara. Okay, when the Antaryami Ishwara came, the topic of Antaryami Ishwara came, and using that platform, he wanted to refute all the schools of thought. In 9 Karikas, he just refutes them, but already. I want to go on with this understanding, Swabhava. Maya is Swabhava. Being in the name of the universe is Bhagavan's Swabhava. That's how Bhagavan can be. So all that is here is only Ishvara. So we'll see tomorrow. Okay, at least, thank God I'm finished this topic today. A new topic will start. See, whole week now we spent only for seeing what has been already taught last year. Not even still. I'm very happy today with what I see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.